This is Al Porter on Today FM.
Here comes the hot snapper. I'm the lyrical danger. Pick up a tune in the area.
Oh my goodness. You know, when Pamela Blake gets the opportunity to choose a song for the playlist, it never ceases to amaze me the broad spectrum of her taste, from kind of whiny guitar-based singer-songwriters from the 90s to Innie Kamosi, and Here Comes the Hot Stepper on Today FM. There's more great music on the way, and also I'll tell you about that €1,000. Would you be able for a grand worth of holiday voucher, thanks to TUI, who are putting that smile back into those holidays for you. We don't care what you wear if you give us a mention. Dublin Feminist Film Festival, starting from tomorrow until Saturday. www.dublinfeministfilmfestival.com. Well, guys, I would consider myself a feminist to in the sense that in the sense that Michael D. Higgins considers himself a feminist, which is somebody who believes in the equality of the genders, and also I always say, as a gay man, in embracing your feminine qualities. Even in the gay world, there's a patriarchy and there's that hierarchy of masculinity and all that. So there you go. I encourage people to go along. Dublin Feminist Film Festival. Hi, Al. Stuck at home with sinusitis. Is that right? Sinusitis and an awful headache. Yeah, I find the Benadryl and cold and flu are the best for that, but there's probably loads of different things, Sudafed and all that. Try steaming, if you can. Try steaming over a bowl of water with Vicks in it or something. Al, I passed my driving test this morning after 4 tries. Makes up a bit after the match last night. I was at that too, from Michelle in Tipperary. Yeah, it was terrible about the match, but congratulations on passing the driving test. 4th time lucky. Al, I'm going to be having Christmas dinner on the beach in Perth in Australia, going out for a nice summer holiday. Well, Paul, well done you. I got this text in and it really resonates with me, and surely if it resonates with me and with my parents, then it's obviously going to resonate with many of you who are listening, and a lot of you who listen to the show are parents, or you are teachers, or uncles and aunties, and just have a listen. This came in from Anonymous. Hello, Al. Every day I worry about my youngest son. I've had to change his school because he was bullied for being into music, dance and drama and not being sporty. He quit his drama group and didn't want to play piano and joined sports clubs to fit in. But he's just not sporty and felt like a failure. He was 7. 7, Al, and he was having anxiety attacks daily. He's getting better and his new schoolmates love who he is, so my all-singing, all-dancing little drama queen is slowly coming back. I really wish parents would think about the messages they pass on to their children. The damage that was being done to my little boy has taken over a year to slowly undo. And that comes in from Anonymous. That is just awful. As somebody who was themselves the all-singing, all-dancing drama queen, I can tell you that any child needs to be encouraged to foster their loves, their curiosities. They need to be allowed their space for their imagination and for their growing into whatever person it is that they're going to be. And the whole idea of things that a child should or shouldn't be doing, or a boy or a girl should or shouldn't be doing, we all talk about the cruelty of other children. And it's absolutely true that children can be so cruel and so wonderful and kind, but so cruel to other children who are different. Whoever you are, please keep encouraging your son to do the things he likes, to do the music, the dance, the drama. I grew up in talent. I'm not going to say I had a hard time, but I didn't have an easy time. And I don't think about it too much, because thinking about it would have made me upset. But certainly people when I was a kid, when I was in primary school and then into the early days of secondary school, would have passed comment on me. And I didn't have the big group of friends that I would have had if I'd been going down the AstroTurf every night, or I'd been going to play GAA or whatever. I was separate because of my interests. But my parents always made me feel, as you seem to be doing, that those interests were the right thing to follow because it was what I liked and what I wanted. And, whatever about the fact that it was unusual to be a boy who loved dressing up and loved dancing and danced around the kitchen before school to the Scissor Sisters with my mom. I remember we used to dance around together. It's worked out. And I would never change it. I would never go back and go, do you know what? I would love for there to have been less hassle and less people kind of bullying me so that I could fit in more. Why? So that I could be 24 now and not be myself and kind of have that bit of you missing. I'm just telling you, 7 years old, he is so young. He just needs to be around those people who like what he likes. Get him into the classes, watch the films with him, bring him to the musicals, support him and remind him that he can just be himself. Those people who are giving him a hard time over, they're going to admire it in the future. 0874 100 102 if you'd like to get in touch. My God, I can't help myself sometimes, can I, Pamela?
No.
It all just becomes a little bit much for me.
Love you for it, though.
I ain't telling you lies. When you look at me, I don't know what is coming.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.